The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Are we? All right. So I invite you to get comfortable. And if this is your first time here, this is a perfect time to get up and go and get some cushions and just make yourself comfortable. If you need cushions for your back, for your feet, whatever you need. It's good to be comfortable for the practice of loving kindness, for the practice of metta. Make sure you have the props you need. Great. And with that, settling in your chair, settling in your cushion, settling in your body. And we'll start the practice with some settling, like some arriving. Feeling the sensations in this body, in this moment. Relaxing, softening the body, allowing the back to be straight, and allowing the rest of the muscles to be soft. To relax, to let go. There's nothing to do. And in this moment, sitting here with your eyes closed, no one to be, letting go of that and just settling into this body, into this breath, into this in-breath, into this out-breath. Allowing your body to relax and soften and let go some more with every out-breath. Settling in some more. Letting the breath find its way to the area of tension in the body. Maybe the forehead, maybe the jaw, maybe the face. Softening, letting go with the out-breath. Maybe the neck, the shoulders, the arms. The hands softening. The breath finding its way maybe into the chest and abdomen. And with the out-breath, settling in some more, letting go. The sit bones, upper legs, lower legs. The whole body. Sitting, breathing, one breath at a time. Breathing in, breathing out. Receiving every in-breath and out-breath openly, spaciously, with friendliness in this body. And if and when you find your mind is resting on a thought, a plan, a memory, it's okay. You're not doing the practice wrong. Just what happens. Allow there to be an attitude of friendliness with the mind. As if the mind was a little puppy or a child, you would understand. You wouldn't criticize. You would just be friendly and gently, gently bring them back. Come back, puppy. Come back to your child. Having the same attitude of friendliness and care and metta with your mind. Resting in this moment. With the breath, with the in-breath, with the out-breath. Letting there be ease in the body. And if any tension has crept in, softening and letting go with the next out-breath. When the body is relaxed and soft, the mind can be relaxed and soft. Now, allowing the sphere of awareness to expand some more. To be relaxed, allowing whatever experience there is arising in the body or mind. To be received for them to arise and pass away. And simply be known, without conflict. without wanting things to be different or to go away in this moment, in this field of experience. Having a sense of friendliness. And kindness with your mind, with your body, with whatever experience is arising. Whether or not you like the experience, for example, suppose there's a part of your body that is not comfortable right now, or there is pain. See if there can be a space of ease and friendliness, allowing to be just as it is and not be in conflict with this experience that's arising. It is just as it is. Hello, experience. Whatever you are. Letting it be just as it is, making space for it, not being in conflict. And if you notice that there is conflict, that there is an experience that you want to go away, for example, the pain perhaps, really, really, there is a desire, oh, go away, I don't like you. Stop. Can there be space? Can there be friendliness towards that conflict? It's okay. You're not a bad meditator, you're not a bad person. It's just aversion arising, and that's okay too. Can we give not liking space? The experience of not liking is okay. Can be held in non-conflict. It's just another experience that arises and passes away. Simply aware of it, whatever it is. there could be just one moment of non-conflict with experience. That is enough. That is a taste of this practice. Non-conflict, non-aversion, non-ill will is synonymous with friendliness, metta, kindness, allowing. Whatever the experience is in this moment, if it's confusion, if it's a busy mind, sleepiness, restlessness, whatever it is, see if you can be with it. Make friendly space for it. Nothing has to be any different in your experience in this moment. It's exactly as it needs to be. And the practice, this training, is to embrace, to be aware. With friendliness. Non-conflict towards all experience. In this particular practice, you don't have to try so hard. There's not so much doing of the friendliness. It's more dropping into it. It's in you, it's all around you. It permeates through you more than you realize. Just allow it to be recognized. Allow experience to be met. With the loving awareness that's already there. Not so much thinking, but relaxing into it. Allowing your inner wisdom to receive and to operate in ways that may not be understandable and accessible to your thinking mind. How can there be non-conflict with experience in this moment? How can experience of this moment, whatever it is, be met, received, allowed with ease, spaciousness, friendliness? And for the last minute or two of this sit, I'd like to invite you to hold whatever the experience was, whatever it was or wasn't, to hold that with non-conflict, with friendliness, accepting it just as it was, with friendliness, and with appreciation. You were here. You sat, you meditated, you did your best. Whatever arose, the outcome was exactly as it was, letting it go, and appreciating that you brought yourself here and you aligned yourself with your highest intention for cultivating friendliness. May I hold myself with kindness, with acceptance, with care, like a good friend. So, on these Wednesday night happy hours, what we usually do after the guided meditation is we do some practice, some metta practice in community. So what we'll do, this is an invitation, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, but the invitation is, in a moment, I'll ask you to get into groups of three. And if you came here with someone, if you know someone, get into a different group. And it'll be a practice of listening with metta, holding a space of care and friendliness with two other live, breathing human beings that are here, holding a space of friendliness and care and hearing their experience and sharing your experience as much as you would like. And the question, the prompt simply is, what was this guided meditation, what was this experience like for you? What arose? Anything. There are no right answers. What I usually like to say, if you say, oh, I fell asleep through the whole thing and I missed it, that's fine. You don't have to say anything to impress anyone. You're just really speaking as a way of reflecting on your own experience to be held witness. So you're doing the speaking for yourself, and the people who are listening to you are doing the practice of holding space. They're doing a practice of holding friendly, non-conflictual, non-judgmental space. It's a practice. We're doing this as a practice. We're not done tonight yet. Is that cool? And again, you don't have to do it. You can just sit silently if you don't want to be a part of this. And if you would like to, I invite you to get into groups of three now. And it's best to be on the same level, either all just like you. Just like you, they want to be happy. Yeah, and open your eyes, and maybe thank your partners if you like to bow, share. Yeah, and let's come back to the big group, please. Okay. Okay. So comments, questions, what was that like? Either the the practice itself or the process of actually the sharing and doing that as a practice, either the first practice or the second practice. Any comments, any observations, please? Yeah. And hold on. I know. For the benefit of all beings who are going to be listening to this. Yes, it's an offering you're making.
Well then, okay. This tonight...
Is it working? Is it on?
It is on green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
The part that I enjoyed was the listening to the people in the group, because when I heard that, I forgot some of the things that I used to think about in meditation, because we're all on our own path.
Yeah.
And I only spoke of a few things, but when they spoke, it went, oh, yeah, I remember being like that or having that experience. So in a way, it broadened my experience tonight just by being with others and talking about it afterwards.
Nice. Great. Thank you. It's so interesting, because in this practice, we often think it's a practice that we do, you know, on the cushion, on our own, but then... Sangha, don't forget the Sangha piece, the third important jewel. It's really practicing and discussing with others. It really it brings in a lot of wisdom and your own experience, and puts in perspective and sharing and hearing. Thank you. What else? Comments? Questions? Anything is welcome. Yeah, please. There's another one coming your way.
Thanks. So this is my first time coming to this on Wednesday night. And
welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. It's good to be here. And I love coming for Sundays and for other times when they're sitting in meditation. But there was something tonight about the small group sharing that was very heart-opening. And I think that's the other side of this for me, is that there's the being quiet and the meditation practice itself, but then there's the compassion that can come afterwards sometimes. It's not always like that.
Yeah.
I think this night was, for whatever reason, this group was special. And it's not even an expectation, but it's just really a beautiful piece to have that heart opening and the shared care for each other as part of the experience.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. And that is practice. That is practice. Thank you. What else? Any other observations? Here's one more over there, and then over here.
Today is also my first day.
And, welcome.
Thank you. And I was talking to two human beings I never met before, and they felt so welcome, and it felt so that part was a powerful, very powerful experience for me too.
Great. Thank you. Yay. And over here.
I really enjoy the instruction that we are supposed to speak authentically, not for others, but for ourself with a capital S. And it's unfortunate that, you know, in everyday life we have to get all wrapped up so much usually in, you know, trying to impress others or maybe helping others and comforting others, which is very honorable and good, but it's also very important to take time to reflect and really be here for yourself.
Right.
Sometimes we get wrapped up in being present for others, and it's always remembered to come back to be present and show up for the self and love the self. And I really enjoy tonight's intention of cultivating friendliness around whatever is happening, and treating yourself as a good friend, because that's my intention for 2018, is to treat myself as a good friend and cultivate true like self-love and loving kindness more so. And so this completely fits in with my practice to better my life on my path. So thank you.
Thank you. Lovely. Well said. Thank you. What else? We still have time. Questions, comments? Any? anything is welcome. Maybe questions, something that didn't quite work out right, or you didn't understand, or like, what is she trying to do with these weird instructions? Like, anything. Anything is welcome.
I guess I have a little bit of playing around in my head going on with being in that kind of pure, like, receiving mode of whatever experience happens, just being with it, and but when I my mind wanders and I pull back, there's kind of an effort to pull back and kind of, I don't know, kind of finding that place where I'm not trying so hard to focus,
right.
And getting back into just like letting it happen. So I feel like that's kind of a learning that's going on for me, because there has to be some effort to pull back my attention to the present moment. The resting state is a receiving state.
Right.
So it's just that tricky kind of holding attention, but it's attention on what you're receiving, not on trying to do something.
Right.
So anyway, I think there was a little bit of that going on for me.
Yeah.
And I think I just kind of realized when I, before we started, I made a comment about how this is a difficult time for me. I'm remembering that the metta meditation where we picture another being and loving thoughts about that being, that's what's really challenging for me at 6 o'clock, more so than this is. So I just kind of remembered that.
There are lots of different ways to do metta practice, right? Yeah. And I really appreciate what you brought up. And this really, this subtle, what you're delineating about, it's you know, the instructions and with receiving the experience. And then sometimes there is this also instruction of gently bringing the mind back. Well, what's up with that? Do you receive or do you bring gently? So there's slightly two different modes, I would say, and then I'll give you a way to combine them if you wanted to. So I usually give the instruction of gently bringing the mind back towards the beginning of a sit, where the hope is to settle the mind some more, kind of bring more concentration, samadhi, kind of settling of the mind, kind of like gently. There's a little bit of effort, not too much, but a little bit. And then the hope, it doesn't always work that way, but the hope is mind gets a little more settled, then kind of opening up and receiving experience as it comes and goes, that it gets dragged less frequently, but it can still happen, right? So those are slightly two different modes. And a way to, so if you are in a way of receiving, and you notice the mind has kind of got on the next train is in the next destination. So one thing you could do at that point is hang in there. Just hang in there and wait to receive the next moment. You see what I'm saying? It's not so much, it's just like you've already woken up. There's nowhere to go. There's no effort. You just kind of hang out. It just collects by itself. Do you see? There's no effort there.
Experience that a little
great.
Bit. My mind has wandered, not to so harshly pull back.
Great.
Just to kind of notice it a little bit, but and then just kind of slowly pull back.
It you don't even have to pull back. That's what I'm trying to say. You just hang out there and kind of. It just be with that,
and
because you, the moment you've noticed,
yeah.
That's kind of the transition in and of itself. There is no, that is the non-effort. Effort that has already happened.
Yeah.
It's already waking. Oh, this is what's happening. Yeah. There's nowhere to go. You're already there.
Yeah.
You see?
It's good.
You're welcome. It's fun. This is fun. Anyway, all right, well, we are coming to the end of our time together. I wanted to thank you, every single one of you, for coming tonight and practicing together in community. And yeah, it's really a gift for us to be able to come to this place called IMC and travel together in this path of being human and doing our best in being human. So thank you all. May you be well. Come back next week. Diana will be here next week. Great. Thank you. Oh, and also just to add,